greet you, and we greet all who are here, and all the souls that are indeed leaving the planet. Please know that these kind of things are not an ending, but a change in the way people think. There will be more and more souls that awaken to the changes. It isn't wrong to have change, for without change, one does not grow spiritually. Your work as a soul now is to uplift those that are behind, knowing that they need all the love and prayers you can send to them. Think of them as souls and spread love around them and lift them up. For they must look at their lives now without the friends and companions. When a soul leaves under such a challenging way, and quite surprised they are to discover that they are no longer here, and we want to send them love and encouragement to go forward, not to linger, but to stand and be ready to be received on the other side. So it is a twofold thing that one can do to help. See the souls going on and being welcome on the other side, and helping the ones that are here with our love and attention. This is one of the most difficult things for those who are left behind, for they do not see over the horizon, but we want them to know that it is indeed a good freedom to those who have left. They are free. They did not linger in pain or sorrow. I am saddened often by people who do not understand this. They think that a soul must go and do all kinds of challenging things to be received. But no, they are received with love immediately. As soon as these souls are ready to leave, they are welcomed. Some will linger a little bit just to understand, but please know they are welcome on the other side. One of the other sides of this, as you look at what is happening in our world here, there is going to be many changes as it needs to be changed. Please think about these changes and send love to that also. Do not be afraid. Send love to the future so that we can walk in love as we go forward. Truly our blessings, child, and blessings to all those who hear and think and want life to be filled with love.